Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of self-help advice, yet still can't shake that nagging feeling of emptiness? You're not alone. In a world overflowing with life hacks and quick fixes, why do we still struggle with anxiety, inadequacy, and unfulfillment? A thought might change your life. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. That's not just another feel-good quote. Ancient Stoic wisdom is more relevant today than ever. Welcome to Modern Stoic Wisdom, where we're not just talking about life, we're giving you the tools to master it. Today, we're diving deep into Stoicism, an ancient philosophy with surprisingly powerful solutions for our modern world. Let me stop you before you start thinking this is some dusty old ideology. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or enduring hardship in silence. It's about building unshakable inner strength, finding peace in chaos, and living with purpose and integrity. In the next 30 minutes, we're going to unpack timeless Stoic principles and show you how to apply them to the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Whether dealing with relationship drama, career stress, or just trying to find meaning in the madness, these strategies will help you survive and thrive. So buckle up, keep your mind open, and get ready to transform your perspective. By the end of this video, you'll have practical tools to tackle life's challenges head-on with the calm confidence of a modern-day Stoic. Let's dive in. Core principles. 1. Self-reliance in relationships. Imagine your life as a lush, vibrant garden. You're the gardener, responsible for its growth and beauty. What happens when you start obsessing over one particular visitor to your garden, neglecting everything else? The flowers wilt, the trees wither, and your once beautiful sanctuary becomes a mess. This, my friends, is what happens when we make someone else the center of our universe. Stoicism teaches us the importance of self-reliance, even in our closest relationships. It's not about being cold or distant. It's about loving from a place of strength, not dependency. Here's the hard truth. When you make someone else responsible for your happiness, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. You're placing your well-being in the hands of something you can't control, another person's actions and feelings. So, how do we fix this? Start by recognizing your worth and your capacity for self-fulfillment. Cultivate your interests, nurture your talents, and take responsibility for your happiness. When you do this, you become not just a better partner, friend, or family member. You become a force of nature, engaging with the world from a place of abundance, not lack. Remember, you are the most important person in your life, not in a selfish way, but in a profoundly self-respecting way. Love deeply and care passionately, but never lose sight of your path. That's the Stoic path to deeper satisfaction and more meaningful connections. 2. The power of mystery. In our age of oversharing, where every thought and moment is broadcasted to the world, there's a rebellious allure to keeping a bit of mystery about yourself. Think about your favorite book or movie. What draws you in? It's the unfolding story, the gradual revelation of characters and plot. Now apply that to yourself. You are a narrative in progress, a composition of thoughts, experiences, and dreams. When you keep some things to yourself, you invite others to tune in, engage, and wonder about the depths of who you are. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "He who does not wish to be overly known has more time to reflect." Holding back a little creates space for self-reflection and personal growth. You're not a reality show broadcasted 24/7, but a carefully curated gallery of your life's most meaningful moments. But be clear, being mysterious doesn't mean being deceptive or elusive. It's about discerning what you share and with whom. It's recognizing that your journey, inner thoughts, and most profound reflections are your sacred space, your inner citadel, as the Stoics would say. So, how do you practice this? Start small. Next time you're about to share something, pause and ask yourself, is this for me to keep or is it to share? Respect your privacy as you would respect others. Cultivate your inner world, personal projects, and reflections without feeling the need to exhibit everything. Remember, a little mystery goes a long way in fostering respect, curiosity, and engagement from others. In a world of open books, be the one people can't put down, the one they're eager to understand more deeply. 3. Communication balance. Let's talk about the art of communication, Stoic style. If you're always reaching out and initiating conversations, you should catch up on the subtle rhythms of genuine connection. It's like being a musician so focused on playing your tune that you don't hear the orchestra around you. The Stoics remind us that there's wisdom in listening, observing, and allowing space for others to come forward. They teach us that our actions, including communications, should be intentional and mindful, not reactive or driven by fear of silence or the need for constant validation. Think about it. When you're always the first to reach out, you put yourself in a position of waiting and waiting for a reply, for acknowledgement, for reciprocation. This creates an imbalance, not just in the relationship, but in your mind. It can foster a sense of dependency or even insecurity. Stoicism encourages us to find contentment within ourselves, to be self-sufficient and at peace, even in solitude. By not always initiating, you practice this independence. You allow yourself the opportunity to be approached, to be sought out, and in doing so, you cultivate your sense of self-worth and autonomy. Moreover, when you step back, you offer others the chance to step up. Relationships, after all, are two-way streets. They require mutual effort and engagement. By not always being the one to start the conversation, you create space for the other person to express their interest and investment in the relationship. How can you apply this in your daily interactions? Start by observing your communication patterns. Notice when the impulse to reach out is driven by habit or anxiety rather than a genuine desire to connect. When you feel that urge, take a moment, pause, give the other person space to come forward. Engage in your interests and activities. Immerse yourself in your thoughts or your work. Allow communication to arise naturally without force or expectation. Remember, the goal isn't to play games or to be aloof. It's to create a more balanced, reciprocal dynamic where both parties feel valued, heard, and inspired to engage. 4. Cultivating respect and dignity. Let's talk about presence, that intangible quality that commands respect and radiates dignity. The Stoics were big on living virtuously, being just, temperate, courageous, and wise. These aren't just lofty ideals, but practical guides for our appearance. Cultivating a presence grounded in these virtues naturally exudes a sense of respect and dignity. People are drawn to those who know themselves, are unwavering in their principles, and act with consistency and integrity. But how do you build this kind of presence? It starts with self-awareness. Know your values, your principles, and your goals. Reflect on the type of person you want to be and how you want to be remembered. Then bring those reflections into your daily actions. Be the person who listens intently, speaks thoughtfully, and acts purposefully. Show up fully, whether in a conversation, a project, or a casual interaction. Offer your undivided attention and respect to the moment and the people around you. Stoicism also teaches us about the power of self-control and discipline. Cultivate these traits within yourself, When you demonstrate mastery over your impulses and reactions, you command respect. It's the calm in the storm, the steady hand, and the clear mind that people are often drawn to, especially in times of chaos and uncertainty. But remember, this isn't about putting on a facade or playing a role. It's about being authentically you, just the best version of you. It's about aligning your outer actions with your inner values, and in doing so, inspiring others to recognize and respect your authenticity and integrity. In practical terms, start small. Practice patience in moments of frustration. Offer kindness when it's easier to be indifferent. Show up for people when they need you. Over time, these actions accumulate, shaping how others see you and, more importantly, how you see yourself. By embodying these stoic virtues, you're earning respect and becoming a beacon of dignity in a world that desperately needs it. And that, my friends, is true power. 5. Cherishing your time. In our hyper-connected world, where being busy is worn like a badge of honor, the Stoic principle of cherishing your time is more crucial than ever. This concept isn't just about time management. It's about recognizing the profound value of each moment we're given. The Stoics understood that while we can't control the length of our lives, we can control its depth and richness. They knew that true wealth isn't measured in money or possessions, but in how we spend our time. So, what does it mean to cherish your time in a modern context? First, it means recognizing that your time is your own, and it's finite. Being perpetually available or constantly connected doesn't equate to being productive or fulfilled. In fact, it often leads to the opposite feeling: drained, distracted, and distanced from what truly matters. To cherish your time is to guard it wisely. Be discerning about how and with whom you spend it. Prioritize activities and relationships that add value and meaning to your life, rather than filling your days with tasks or engagements that don't truly resonate with your core values. Here's a practical step. Audit your typical day or week. Where are you spending your time? Are there activities or commitments that feel more obligatory than joyful or meaningful? Begin to set boundaries. It's okay to say no. In fact, it's essential for your well-being and growth. Moreover, cherish your time by being fully present in whatever you're doing. When you're working, give it your full attention. When you're with loved ones, be genuine with them, not half listening while you check your phone. Engage deeply with your hobbies, interests, and passions. The Stoics advocated for living each moment fully, focusing on the present rather than being lost in worries about the past or future. This isn't just about fleeting moments of happiness or external pleasures. It's about nurturing a deep, enduring sense of contentment and well-being that comes from within. Remember, every moment you spend is a moment you'll never get back. Make it count. Use your time not just to exist, but to truly live, to grow, create, connect, create, and make a difference. That's the essence of cherishing your time, a cornerstone of Stoic wisdom that can transform your life. 6. Nurturing inner joy. In a world constantly trying to sell us happiness in the form of the next big thing, the Stoic concept of nurturing inner joy is revolutionary. This isn't about fleeting moments of pleasure or external validation. It's about cultivating a deep, enduring sense of contentment that comes from within. Why focus on inner joy? Well, think about it. Life is unpredictable and filled with ups and downs. If our happiness hinges on what's happening around us, we're on a constant emotional roller coaster, aren't we? The Stoics teach us that while we can't control everything that happens in life, we can control our responses. By cultivating inner joy, we create a stable, resilient foundation that helps us face challenges with poise and grace. It's like building an unshakable core that remains steady no matter what storms rage around us. So, how do you nurture this inner joy? First, it's about understanding yourself. Know what brings you peace, fulfillment, and satisfaction beyond surface-level pleasures. Is it spending time in nature, engaging in creative pursuits, learning new things, helping others? Identify these joy bringers and make them a regular part of your life. Second, practice gratitude. It's a concept often mentioned but truly powerful. We shift our perspective by focusing on what we have rather than what we lack, recognizing the abundance in our lives. This doesn't mean ignoring difficulties or pretending everything is perfect. Instead, it's about appreciating the good amidst the challenges, fostering a mindset that finds reasons to be joyful even on tough days. Additionally, Stoicism encourages us to live according to our values and principles. When our actions align with our beliefs, we experience a sense of integrity and harmony that is deeply satisfying. So, reflect on your values. Are you living in a way that honors them? If not, how can you adjust your actions to be more congruent with your core self? Engage in practices that nurture your mind and spirit. This could be meditation, journaling, reading philosophical texts, or simply spending time in quiet reflection. These practices can help you better understand yourself and your place in the world, fostering a sense of inner peace and joy. Remember, nurturing inner joy isn't about changing yourself to fit someone else's standards. It's about becoming the best version of yourself, developing your skills, deepening your knowledge, and cultivating virtues like kindness, integrity, and resilience. By focusing on inner joy, you're not just making yourself happier, you're creating a wellspring of positivity that can overflow into every aspect of your life, enriching your relationships, work, and impact on the world. That's the power of Stoic joy, and it's available to you now. Advanced Stoic Strategies. 1. Becoming a person of value. In our journey of Stoic wisdom, let's tackle a powerful and practical concept: becoming a person of value. This isn't about changing yourself to fit someone else's standards. It's about becoming the best version of yourself, developing your skills, deepening your knowledge, and cultivating virtues that enhance your life and allow you to contribute positively to those around you. The Stoics believed in the power of personal development, emphasizing that our primary duty is to become good human beings capable of making a positive impact. But how does one become more valuable? Start by identifying your strengths and areas for growth. Engage in lifelong learning through formal education, reading, or practical experiences. Cultivate skills that enhance your life and allow you to contribute to others' well-being. Remember, value isn't just about professional skills. It's also about emotional intelligence, empathy, and the ability to connect with others meaningfully. Work on these soft skills just as diligently as any technical ability. Now, here's the flip side: letting others invest in you. This means allowing people to recognize and appreciate your value, to support your growth, and to be part of your journey. It's about building relationships with a mutual exchange of value, where each person feels enriched by the connection. This doesn't mean being passive or waiting for others to notice you. Instead, it's about presenting yourself authentically, sharing your passions and achievements, and being open to opportunities for collaboration and growth. It's also about investing in others, recognizing their value, and supporting their development, creating a virtuous cycle of mutual respect and appreciation. By making yourself valuable, and allowing others to invest in you. You're enhancing your life and enriching the lives of those around you. You're creating more profound, meaningful connections where each person is valued, supported, and inspired to grow. Embrace this journey of becoming a person of value. Cultivate your talents, share your gifts, and allow others to be part of your story. In doing so, you're living in alignment with Stoic principles, building a life that's fulfilling for you and contributes to the well-being of those around you. 2. Prioritizing your needs. Let's dive into a principle that might seem counterintuitive at first glance. Prioritizing your needs. Putting yourself first can feel uncomfortable in a world that often glorifies selflessness and constant giving. But from a Stoic perspective, prioritizing your needs isn't about selfishness. It's about self-care and wisdom. The Stoics understood that to be of service to others, you must first be in a place of strength and stability yourself. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. You cultivate a robust inner foundation by ensuring your needs are met physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. This enables you to face life's challenges with resilience and to contribute more effectively to the well-being of those around you. So, how do you put this into practice? It starts with self-awareness. Know what you need to thrive, not just survive. This might mean setting aside time for rest and reflection, engaging in activities that nourish your soul, or establishing boundaries to protect your energy and peace of mind. But here's a crucial point. Prioritizing your needs also means recognizing when you need help and being willing to ask for it. Stoicism teaches the value of self-reliance, but it also acknowledges our interconnectedness. Sometimes, prioritizing your needs means leaning on others just as they lean on you. Moreover, when you care for your needs, you're better positioned to care for others. Remember the classic airplane analogy. You're instructed to put on your oxygen mask before helping others with theirs. The same principle applies in life. When you're well cared for, you're more capable, compassionate, and present for the people you love and the causes you're passionate about. Yet this isn't a call to ignore the needs of others. Instead, it's about finding a healthy balance. When nourished, rested, and fulfilled, you bring your best self to your interactions and endeavors. Your cup isn't just full, it overflows, allowing you to give generously and authentically. Setting aside time each day for self-care, whether exercising, meditation, or pursuing a hobby, may look like setting aside time each day for self-care. It could mean learning to say no to commitments that drain you without adding value to your life. It might involve seeking therapy or counseling to work through personal challenges. Remember, prioritizing your needs isn't selfish. It's necessary. It's about recognizing your worth and honoring your well-being. By doing so, you're not just taking care of yourself. You're ensuring you can show up fully and authentically in all areas of your life. As we move forward, keep this Stoic wisdom in mind. Taking care of yourself isn't just a personal indulgence, it's a responsibility. It's the foundation upon which you build a life of purpose, resilience, and positive impact. So, embrace it. Prioritize your needs without guilt, and watch as it transforms not just your life, but your capacity to enrich the lives of others. 3. Emotional detachment. Now, let's explore a misunderstood but incredibly powerful concept when practiced correctly. Emotional detachment. In our world of intense feelings and passionate attachments, detachment might seem cold or uncaring. But the Stoic perspective on emotional detachment is far from that. It's about finding balance and maintaining inner peace, regardless of external circumstances. Emotional attachment is natural, It's part of the human experience. We form bonds, care deeply, and invest ourselves in relationships and passions. However, problems arise when these attachments start to dictate our happiness, when we become so intertwined with something or someone that our emotional well-being is at their mercy. Stoicism teaches us the importance of inner equilibrium and the ability to remain stable and content regardless of external circumstances. This doesn't mean you shouldn't form deep connections or care passionately. Instead, it's about nurturing a sense of contentment and completeness within yourself, independent of your external relationships and situations. So, how can you practice this? Begin by observing your emotional responses. Notice when your mood overly depends on someone else's actions or a particular outcome. When you feel this happening, take a step back. Remind yourself of your agency and the transient nature of all external experiences. Reflect on the Stoic concept that not events disturb us, but our interpretation of them. Additionally, cultivate practices that reinforce your inner strength and autonomy. This could be meditation, journaling, or philosophical study. Anything that helps you connect with your core self and reminds you of your capacity for resilience and contentment. Moreover, don't mistake this detachment for indifference. The Stoics valued compassion and engagement with the world. It's about being fully present and caring, yet not so enmeshed that your emotional state rises and falls with the fortunes of what you care about. It's a balance that allows you to live, work, and live passionately while maintaining a serene and steady heart. It's crucial to recognize that not all connections are beneficial in relationships. Some can undermine our self-esteem, drain our energy, or impede our personal growth. While Stoicism advocates for understanding and forgiveness, it also emphasizes protecting one's peace and well-being. That means having the strength to step back or walk away from harmful or demeaning relationships. Remember, walking away isn't a sign of weakness. It's a profound act of self-respect. It's acknowledging that you deserve to be treated with kindness, respect, and consideration. The Stoics would encourage us to maintain our composure and make such decisions calmly and clearly, not out of impulsiveness or spite. As you practice emotional detachment, you'll find it doesn't diminish your capacity to love or engage with life. On the contrary, it enhances it. You'll be able to love more freely without the burden of expectation or fear. You'll engage more fully with life, appreciating each moment without being enslaved by the need for specific outcomes. This Stoic approach to emotional detachment is about freedom, the freedom to enjoy life's pleasures without being controlled by them, to love deeply without losing yourself, and to face life's challenges with a calm and steady heart. It's a skill that takes practice, but the rewards, inner peace, emotional resilience, and healthier relationships are immeasurable. Conclusion and call to action. As we wrap up our journey through these timeless Stoic principles, remember that wisdom isn't just about knowledge. It's about action. The power of these ideas lies not in understanding them, but in living them. We've explored self-reliance in relationships, the power of mystery, balanced communication, cultivating respect and dignity, cherishing your time, nurturing inner joy, becoming a person of value, prioritizing your needs, and practicing emotional detachment. These principles offer a path to a more resilient, purposeful, and fulfilling life. But don't just take my word for it. I challenge you to put these principles into practice. Start small. Choose one concept resonating with you today and commit to implementing it this week. Observe how it changes your perspective, interactions, and inner state. Remember, becoming a modern Stoic isn't about achieving perfection. It's about consistent effort, daily practice, and gradual growth. It's about facing challenges with courage, wisdom, and inner peace. If you found value in today's video, don't keep it to yourself. Share these ideas with someone who might benefit from them. And if you're hungry for more Stoic wisdom, hit that subscribe button and join our community of modern philosophers. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep cultivating that unshakable Stoic mindset. The power to transform your life is in your hands. Use it well.